The latest fitness craze sweeping through Memphis doesn't involve special machines or barking drill instructors. In fact, it's one that's been around since the 16th century. WKNO's April Norris tells us why more women are bellying up to the bar for their workouts.
For most little girls, it's a rite of passage, putting on a pink tutu and dancing in front of the bedroom mirror like Cinderella at the ball. And while those princess dreams fade with time, many women still look in that mirror and fantasize about having the next best thing, the body of a ballet dancer.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Pure Bar. I'm Kim, I'll be teaching today. We've also got Lindsay joining us. So if you need some watch, perfect example, stack your palms, lift the knees up.
Ballet style workouts have already taken off in major cities. Unlike a traditional ballet class, there isn't soft classical music playing in the background. Rather, high-energy pop music pumps through a sound system. The classes focus mainly on women who take hold of a ballet bar, suck in their stomachs, tuck in their hips, and study their postures in a wall-sized mirror. One popular ballet-style workout franchise is called Pure Bar. It's 55 minutes of tightening and squeezing muscles until they tremble from exertion. Kim Morgan says the exercise focuses in on a woman's most hard-to-tone areas, the thighs, tummies, and arms.
If somebody were to actually watch a class, they won't see a lot of movement, so they may think that you're not really doing a whole lot, but that's kind of the trick to it. It's very small movement so that you can isolate into each separate muscle group, and then we work it to fatigue, so we work it to that shakiness that you want. And once you get the muscles that warm, they get really pliable, and so then when we stretch in between, it really kind of lengthens the muscles right back out.
Morgan and her sister Lindsay Lorenzi brought Pure Bar to Memphis 3 years ago. Their first Germantown location grew so quickly that they opened a second studio on Spotswood Avenue a year later. Lorenzi says this class isn't just for young women.
We get a lot of the 50s to 60s. We've even had some, you know, mid-70s come in here. The nice thing is it's low impact, so we're not jarring the joints at all. So they can come in here and not worry about any of that impact on the joints and really build that strength, which helps, you know, stay in shape and helps with being active throughout your entire life.
Pure Bar will soon have competition opening in Overton Square from a similar studio called Cardio Bar. Like the name says, it adds an aerobic element to the ballet regimen. Allison Stewart and her father, Danny, own the venture.
It's the full package. You walk in, you take an amazing, intense class. You can be any shape, any size, any age, and you walk out of there feeling like you can conquer the world. And I think that it's about loving yourself and making yourself what you want to be, not only in a physical form, but also in a mental form.
Tamara Hoffman is fascinated by the new interest in ballet-style workouts. As the ballet mistress for Ballet Memphis, she was a professional dancer for 18 years, mastering a technique whose fundamental positions were created in Paris during the reign of King Louis XIV. Hoffman says that it's also a technique that could lead to injuries if not carefully taught.
I think that we have to be careful to work all parts of the body so that you're not overworking one area. Even though that's the area people might want to have look better, like they want this super cut stomach, they want this certain sized seat, but then we have to think about posture, we have to think about the health of the hip joint, that we're not overworking a hip joint or overworking a shoulder, because in the end you want a well-balanced body.
Professional ballet dancers train for hours every day and often start at the age of 4. Hoffman says there is a science to getting it right.
So much knowledge that you have to learn. Like when you do an arabesque, it's not just sticking your leg up to the back. You know, there's all those things that we pay attention to that just take time to learn.
Hoffman worries that a high-energy dance class might not be the best place to improve one's ballet technique. But as a former dancer, she hopes that the classes draw more attention to the art and athleticism that inspired the ballet workout. For WKNO News, I'm April Norris.